Well, this is a summary of chapter 3 of my book. Chapter title being Feedback, the Breakfast of Champions. So here we go. Does this conversation sound familiar to you? How are you doing at work these days?
Well, I seem to be doing all right.
How can you say that?
Because my boss hasn't chewed me up lately.
Now, isn't that a terrible way of handling people? Either no feedbacks or else just a cruel remark. Unfortunately, that's what we do. Leave alone or zap. In absence of a feedback, the guy just doesn't know whether he's doing it right or not. He's a blind man playing in the bowling game. Who's not allowed to see how many pins has his curved ball brought down? So he doesn't know how to plan the next throw. Or is a bowler in cricket who throws a ball and doesn't know what happened to it? He got a wicket? Or was it shot through to a six? And mind you, feedback is a technique that has proven its worth even when used with animals, leave alone humans. How do you think they trained that killer whale Shamu to jump 40 feet clear of the water just when the trainer wants? Simple. Pure feedbacks. They put a killer whale in a pond and allow it to swim around lazily. They also put a rope in the pond. When the fish happens to touch the rope in the water, purely accidentally, the trainer gushes over with joy and pops a mouthful of fish in the mouth of the whale. The whale gets the message. Soon, she starts touching the rope more frequently, now not accidentally. Then they raise the rope just inches above the surface of water. One day, the fish just happens to raise its head accidentally, which touches the rope over water. Again, joy and a lot of fishes in her mouth. Soon the whale is jumping 40 feet high just to please the trainer and of course to get her reward of fish. They can get to train even an animal who doesn't speak the language of humans and do their bidding. And you can't even train a human who speaks your language and is eager to please you. Yes, you too can. Only you haven't learned the feedback technique or understood its importance. In feedback, you need to be careful of a few things though. First, you need to tell the guy what and how you want it done. Not just how you don't want it done. Merely giving the feedback that your sales pitch was all screwed up is useful to the extent that the salesman now knows that the way he used was wrong, but he still doesn't know what was wrong with it and how would you have preferred to get it done. Did you mean it was too long? Or is it that you meant that he didn't expound enough on the best features of the product? Or did you mean that he didn't probe the real need of the customer well enough? Or did you mean simply that he didn't smile enough and make proper eye contact? So in feedback, be clear as to what you want done and how, rather than just what you dislike. The other tip in feedback is that the feedback must judge actions, not individuals. When you say Havaldar Ratna Bahadur, you are a dope. He gets defensive and starts opposing everything you are to say next. Instead, if you say, Havaldar Ratna Bahadur, I don't appreciate your tendency to approve every leave request made by your soldiers without keeping in mind the requirements of the unit, he'll get the message right and also won't feel like murdering you. There are several other trips, of course. Thank you.